This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. For a lot of the country, this is peak season for golfing, but in the Southwest, it's the opposite. The temperature keeps golfers off the links, while water and upkeep costs strain maintenance budgets. From Phoenix, Jimmy Jenkins reports.
Great shot there. At the Tournament Players Club in Scottsdale, it's noon, and the temperature on the first tee, 105 degrees.
Coming back in the middle.
This kind of weather brings out two types of golfers, the passionate, like Dennis Binaco.
I don't play in the rain, and I won't play when it's cold. But when it's hot, I'll play all the time.
And the, shall we say, thrifty, like Arkot Premkumar.
Price is the most important thing. And
because he's cheap.
I mean, everybody likes a nice deal.
And today, Premkumar is getting a great deal. In peak season, the fall and winter, it costs more than $300 to play here. But in the summer, 18 holes in a cart will only set you back $85. Course pro Doug Hodge says it's a chance for higher handicappers to play on the same turf as the greatest in the game.
Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jordan Spieth played here in 15, Jason Day, the list goes on and on.
But it costs a lot to keep a championship course looking green in the middle of the desert.
We need to do everything we can every day to maximize green fee cart fee revenues. Even a little bit of revenue is better than none for our operation.
Like a lot of courses, the Players Club uses an online booking service to fill tee times. Will McIntosh is with the booking service Golf Now.
We make their tee time inventory available to golfers so that they can search for the particular date and time that they want to play golf.
So 6 a.m. on Saturday, when the temperature is only 95 degrees, will cost you more than noon on Sunday. But for smaller courses, the grass isn't always as green. In fact, at the Apache Sun Golf Club east of Phoenix, the fairways are completely brown. Superintendent Rory Van Pocky closes the course every summer from May to October and lets the grass die.
But we close to reduce our water cost and reduce our expenses to maintain a profitable operation.
But Van Pocky says his fairways will be green again and ready for the snowbirds' return this fall. In Phoenix, I'm Jimmy Jenkins for Marketplace.